Attached to Dr. Steele's letter was Circular 5636, dated October 15, 1992, from the Central Bureau for Astronomical Telegrams, which is part of the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory, Cambridge, Massachusetts. It reported the rediscovery on September 26th of Comet Swift-Tuttle, originally discovered by two American astronomers in 1862, and then lost, not through carelessness, but for a much more interesting reason. When it nears the Sun, Swift-Tuttle, like many comets, including Halley, undergoes solar-powered jet propulsion, the operation of which is completely unpredictable. Though the effect on its orbit is quite small, as Dr. Steele remarks, if the sums and models are slightly incorrect, and one might not expect this jetting force to act consistently, then the comet may hit the Earth on August 14, 2126. There is no doubt about the date, since that is the date on which the comet's orbit intersects that of the Earth in that year. What is uncertain at this stage is whether the comet will be there at that time as well, or whether, hopefully, it will be slightly further on or back in its orbit. Understandably, the Astronomical Union circular suggests, it therefore seems prudent to attempt to follow Swift-Tuttle for as long as possible after the present perihelion passage, in the hope that an adequate orbit determination can be made. Duncan Steele again. What if the comet does hit the Earth in 2126? This will occur at a speed of 60 kilometers per second. The nucleus is about 5 kilometers in size, so the kilotonnage released, according to my calculations, would be equivalent to 200 million megatons, or 10 billion times the Hiroshima bomb. If 5 kilometers were its diameter rather than radius, divide those figures by 8. Still a big bang in anybody's language. Best wishes, Duncan. Now, I had set the arrival of my hypothetical Kali around 2110, at which date the real world may be starting to agonize over Swift-Tuttle only 16 years ahead. So I was very happy to use this information to add an air of verisimilitude to an otherwise bald and unconvincing narrative, as the Mikado puts it so neatly.